We didn't get any better yet, but we will tomorrow. I guess to start off with, I think when we looked at where we were, obviously we had some guys targeted that didn't quite make it to us at 25, and so we had some opportunities to go back with New England to pick up a fourth, and we liked that, thought that was great. And then when we had a chance to move back from 31 back to 36 with Tampa, that again, our board looked the same, and so we thought we were going to be able to get the same people that at 36 that we could at 31, or have the same pool of players there at 36 that we did at 31. So by doing that, we've moved up 25 spots to the top of the fourth, which we really believe that this is a it's a deep draft. It's not real thick at the top, but it's pretty deep through the middle rounds, and so we thought by adding a pick, another good pick, gives us more options going in tomorrow, and plus we'll still be able to get the people we really had targeted that made it to us at 25, we'll still have them at 36. So we're excited about the day. I mean, obviously it's a little bit of a downer when you don't have a new player, but we're excited about where we sit, and the next 2 days are going to be exciting. With that said, I'll open it up to you guys.
With the three fourth-round picks, are you open to move one more time maybe to get a second, get back?
Well, everything's a possibility, and I think it gives us some good currency to do some things. If we decide we want to do something tomorrow, that we've got some currency to be able to do it with, and in good currency.
Was that run of defensive tackles there? Is that accurate to say that there might have been a couple that run from 11 to 14? With Poe, Brockers, and Cox, that maybe those were some of the guys you were hoping to fall?
Yeah, I mean, obviously when those, everyone else saw it, the talent that we saw too. So, when those guys started going like that, they went in a hurry, and we thought we were going to have to get a little bit lucky for them to fall to us anyway. They're good football players, and they didn't get to us. I gave us the opportunity to start moving back a little bit.
John, was there anyone at 21, 22, 23 that you were hoping would fall through the cracks?
No, not really. And the funny thing is our board looks pretty much the same. Even with the picks after us, our board looks pretty much the same after that, other than, obviously players that went behind us. But as far as where we are and what we're looking for, our board looks relatively the same at 36 where it does at 25. And so that's why we feel good about picking up that fourth round, that high fourth, and still being able to get the guy that we're going to be able to target at 36.
Obviously fans, get really excited about this night. You obviously did what you thought was best, but is it tough for you not to pull the trigger in the first round?
Everybody wants to get better. I think that, everyone, we spend so much time on this, and it's an exciting day, and you get the excitement of the draft, especially the way it is now, that there's a lot of excitement with that. And I'm sure the fans, the way the draft is promoted, that everyone gets excited about it. And so, we feel, like I said, it's because we didn't pick at 25, we don't have a new player yet, it's not quite the excitement that when you do make that pick. But the exciting part is we'll be in the action, in the middle of the action early tomorrow. And, and then have that fourth round. So we feel good about where we are.
Yeah, who's on your board at 36?
Huh? Everybody else that's not gone to any other teams right now.
John, is there a change in strategy overnight, or does it stay with the same board?
We work so hard on that board. We're going to stay true to the board and the way that we grade everybody. And so we're going to stay true to that. And we did stay true with what we did today and the fact that by moving back the way we did, the guys that we liked and targeted, we believed that have a chance to be there. There was a big enough group of guys there that we like that we think they'll be at 36.
John, did you try to move up to try to get somebody in?
No, we did not.
Running back Doug Martin went 31, I think, and that was one guy you had interest in. You think the running backs is deep enough that you're going to get?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's enough, there's plenty of guys. Like I said, the draft's deep, and so there's a lot of good football players in the middle of this. And so that's why, we still feel like there's a lot of good football players on that board, and with the picks that we have, we're going to find them.
You now have six picks in the top 120. I mean, how many impact players out of those six can there be? three, four? I mean, what do you?
Well, I mean, obviously, I think that, you know, we want to find a couple tomorrow. You know, when anytime you're picking in the second, and then, you know, especially the second, we got two tomorrow in the second, and then one in the third. So, you know, we still feel like those impact guys are there. And you know, if they're not definitely impact, they're definitely contributors, especially, you know, the fourth round guys. And we've done a lot in free agency this offseason. But, you know, also, you know, we also still need to add a lot of depth. And with young guys too, as we've talked about last year, we're not going to fix this thing overnight. We're not going to fix it with one draft. But to be able to get those impact guys, plus be able to get a lot of quality young football players, which is what we need to do to build this base.
How much reaction to you in the draft room? We saw what was going on at the very top of the draft after those first couple, but when there was picks. Indy was the only one in the top seven actually.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, one thing that hasn't been mentioned, but I think when you look at the news, the weight scale, it's there in the draft now, that the fact that it allows people to go up and take chances and move up into the first round and make a lot of different moves higher in the draft than they used to be able to do. And so it didn't surprise me that there was a lot of things going on up there.
How much different was this first round for you this year than last year, from how many teams were calling?
Last year's was over a lot faster, picking two. You know, but there's a lot of uncertainty, too, with what was going on, you know, with the collective bargaining agreement last year when we had the draft. And so we didn't get nearly as many calls at two. We got a lot of calls today at 25, at 31. We got a bunch of calls. So there was a lot of things going on.
John, when you talked to Tampa about trading back from 31 to 36, did they tell you who they were going to take at 31?
No.
Did you think you'd get a little, was it the draft, the trade board or whatever, a little stingier in your thought? In other words, going back 11, you basically got one extra early fourth round pick. I mean, did you try to get more or?
Yeah, but I we had options at different places. I think that, if you looked at this and you looked at most of the trades, the people trading back were probably, you know, the point values of going back were probably losing the point value. When you talk about what's on the grid, when we talk about the point system, when you talk about the trades, so people moving back were losing by a little bit, and so and I think that just goes to show, unless somebody had them targeted, they had somebody targeted at a certain area, they were going to try to move back.
Did you? Go into this, it sounds like you went into this, there are a couple players you really liked. Absent that, your strategy was we have more needs than picks.
Well, yeah, and that, and plus we really feel like we're going to get the same quality player at 36 that we can at 25, and to be able to pick up a good pick, which we end up picking up, you know, that top of that fourth round is a good pick for us. So that's why we decided to go back.
Now, were there any picks that really surprised you that other teams made, that regardless of your board, their board, you looked around in the room and said, lots of those surprises?
No, you know, I think probably the only one was maybe Urban, but, you know, he was a very good football player that's explosive and put in the right situation. When I'm sure Pete Carroll will get him in the right situation to be successful. But other than that, all those guys, everybody taken in this first round, they're all really good football players.
John, there was so much enthusiasm last year in your draft room. Are you disappointed to come out of this without a pick today?
No. I mean, I think that we're good. You know, I think we're lacking the excitement of having that pick. And anytime you do that, you go through what we went through. You know, it's always, you know, yeah, I, you know, I feel for the fans. Obviously, they were downtown, and the excitement was rolling. I couldn't wait to get our, you know, a pick. And I had a friend of mine say, you know what, you need to pick. I can't have another drink. So I understand, you know, when it comes down, I can understand people, you know, the fans being a little bit disappointed because they want to get excited and see who's going to be in the next Denver Bronco. And I think everybody naturally wants to do that. But that, you know, that'll be over as soon as we get started tomorrow. We get that first pick, and so where we sit, you know, I think that tomorrow will be exciting. It's just, you know,
was today a business decision? You didn't pick with your heart. You picked with your head. You stuck to your board. It was
yep.
A business decision.
Yeah, and I think we did. you know, the room did a great job. I mean, I think we hung in there together and agreed on it and thought it was the best thing. And you know, we had plenty of opportunity to do other things too that we didn't do. And we did, we tried to pick and choose and do the right things that were the right thing for the Denver Broncos. I think we were able to do that.
A few more for John? No debate at all? Pretty much consensus.
It was pretty much consensus, yeah. There was one little debate, but for the most, you know, other than that, it was consensus, and we worked through that first one. I was going to tell you, but I decided not to tell you.
All in all, this back end of the first round, kind of a trying, tough place to be as far as draft goes?
Well, I mean, it's when you look at it, it's a little different than being at 2. You know, we're being in that top 10, you know, with everything that was going on up there. But, you know, we still, like I said, at 25, you know, 25 through, you know, wherever it is, whatever that number is, you're going to get the same type of football player than we are, than we hopefully get throughout the second round also. And so that's why we did what we did. And, you know, we're excited to go tomorrow.
More anxious to wake up tomorrow or the morning before the Peyton Manning signing?
You know what? It, even though we didn't have a pick, there's still a lot of things going on, so it's a little bit draining, you know, sitting in there for 3 hours. And so I'm looking forward to a good night's sleep. And then once we wake up tomorrow, we'll be ready to go again.
Last one, Big John, between now and tomorrow's first pick, do you guys erase everything on your board upstairs and start over? How does it work? I mean, are you going to be here all night? Or?
Erase the board? Another board.
The ones that were already taken. I mean, do you start ranking guys differently now?
No. We just stay true to our board. Everybody's graded on the board, and we have them ranked. And so we'll stay true to that. We worked. That's what we worked 3 weeks on, is to set that board the way that we thought it should be set in ranking these players. And so the board's going to stay exactly where it is, and we're going to continue to work off that board.
Thanks, John.